This community update was brought to you by Uradio. Drag has exploded in popularity over the past decade, fueled in part by shows like RuPaul's Drag Race. But beyond television, drag continues to thrive in community-driven cities like Winnipeg. Despite its smaller size, Winnipeg's drag scene is diverse, deeply connected, and shaped by Indigenous, non-binary, and gender-expansive performers. The community spirit is reflected in Rainbow Resource Center's Drag Artist in Residence program. This year, Wasaya Hayes has been named the Drag Artist in Residence for 2026.
I remember like, wow, that's wild. It's the first time doing like a proper competition kind of setting or application process for anything with my drag. So I went into like, okay, we can get it, we might not get it. So actually hearing my name, like I am the dare. Drag Artist in Residence, I was very much like, wow, that's really exciting. And also a little scary. It's like, okay, now there's a responsibility, but mostly exciting. And once the nerves are away, it's like, no, I'm excited to kind of, yeah, exciting is the way to go about it.
As Drag Artist in Residence, Miss Hayes will serve as the face and voice of Rainbow Resource Center's Pride Season campaign. And the title itself is intentional, according to Shane Tavenot, Program Manager of Communications and Engagement at Rainbow Resource Center.
It's not the drag queen in residence. It's the drag artist in residence. And I'll tell you why. Because while it's true that, you know, drag queens specifically have done so much for the artistry of drag and have, you know, been for a very long time in the spotlight of the public eye, not just queer people, but also straight people as well. It's understandable that, you know, that would be the mistake. But the truth is that our drag has a long history, a very diverse history. It's not just drag queens.
The Drag Artist in Residence program was created to elevate drag as an art form and to support artists in the city where drag is rarely a full-time job. Along with visibility, the program provides rehearsal space, storage, and a $2,000 stipend.
Rainbow Resource Center's mission is to nurture inclusive spaces for 2SLGBTQ+ communities to thrive, not just survive, thrive. So I feel that this program is definitely a part of that.
That support is critical in Winnipeg's drag scene.
I can't really think of a queen or a king or an artist in Winnipeg who is able to do drag as their full-time job. So it's very much, we're doing this kind of in addition to our 9-to-5, and this is our free time, this is our play time.
Cake, a former drag artist in residence and judge at this year's sold-out showcase back in February, says the program fills a major gap.
It was very cool to see a program that was designed to provide that sort of access to resources and financial sustainability for this art form, because when you're doing something as your full-time job, it's probably because you're able to sustain it, whereas here, you know, we don't have multiple venues that are sort of consistently producing drag. We have like one or two spaces.
Equity is also central to the program's design, with attention to systematic barriers faced by Indigenous artists, artists of color, trans performers, and artists living with disabilities.
There is a component in the selection criteria that talks about acknowledging the historical underrepresentation and barriers of queer artists who are Black, Indigenous, people of color, or living with a disability. So because of these barriers they've faced and continue to face in the art world, we have a selection criteria that gives some consideration to that context.
For Wasaya Hayes, that representation is deeply personal. As an Anishinaabe performer with roots in Peguis First Nation, Ms. Hayes grew up in a small rural town west of Winnipeg, an experience that continues to shape her artistry.
For me, specifically now, it's very much being a visible representation of drag for the queer community and representing Rainbow Resources as an organization. And I think it's very special that they chose an Indigenous person this year.
She intentionally weaves her indigeneity into her drag. Visibility, she says, matters not just in Winnipeg, but in rural and Indigenous communities where queer representation can be limited. During her residency, she plans to invest in dance and acting training. continuing developing her costume making skills and give back through workshops and skill sharing.
And so it'd be kind of nice to go out to more rural populations when I'm comfortable in those environments and just be visibly queer. Something that I didn't have so much growing up, and just kind of being that for the generations coming forward. And then in terms of drag community, I would like to give back by, I would like to hopefully like run like sewing workshops. That's what I like to do. A lot of people enjoy what I make, and it'd be nice to kind of pass it on.
She also has a message for young queer people and emerging drag artists.
Go into it because you love the art form of it. It shouldn't be about really anything else. It should be like, you want to, I guess I'm talking specifically about drag. If you're going to do drag, really look, get to know the people in the community, support the people in the community, and then learn from the community as well.
As Wasaya Hayes steps into her role as drag artist in residence, she says her goal is to help build a community where every performer feels empowered to shine. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.